A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. To whom can you liken me as an equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things. He leads out their army and numbers them, calling them all by name. By his great might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing. Why, O Jacob, do you say and declare, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Do you not know, or have you not heard? The Lord is the eternal God, creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint nor grow weary, and his knowledge is beyond scrutiny. He gives strength to the fainting, for the weak he makes vigor abound. Though young men faint and grow weary, and youth stagger and fall, they that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar as with eagle's wings. They will run and not grow weary, walk and not grow faint. The word of the Lord. We are already in the second week of this Advent season. And I've chosen this reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah because Isaiah gives us so many amazing texts for us to ponder during Advent. And likewise, this one today, mainly in terms of the question with which it begins, to whom can we compare God as an equal? Who is there, what is there, like our God? Do we not so often in our self-doubts, our fears, our questioning, wonder in many different ways, where is God? And it reflects in the end some hesitation about who God is, or God's presence in our lives. But in the end, to what, to whom can we liken God or compare God? That is the question God asks in this text. He says, do you not know, have you not heard? The Lord God is the eternal God. And indeed, it is our hope in God that is our strength. Towards the end of the text from Isaiah, it says, they that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. And hope is one of the major themes of our Advent season. Thomas Aquinas has an interesting way of speaking about hope. Almost as an aside, he refers to hope as leaning on God. What is hope but leaning on God, trusting in God, counting on God? How often in our own experience in life do we not find the need to lean on one another, to lean on each other, someone to lean on? The person who tries to go it alone, we sometimes like to say, well, lean on me, count on me. Even our gospel text today, which I did not read, is that great text from Matthew. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Why? Because God is one on whom we can lean. God is someone on whom we can count. And who is our God? What is there like God? There is a line that's been very comforting to me in my life that came to me several years ago, and it kind of says it all in some ways when we find ourselves becoming fearful, confused, hesitant, self-doubting, worrisome. And that line is, God governs the universe providentially with wisdom and love. Just ponder it for a moment. It is God who governs the universe with providence, with wisdom and love. What more could we ask for than to find ourselves ultimately in the arms of a provident, loving, and wise God who governs the universe? This is the source of our hope. This is our God. This is the one on whom we can always lean, which doesn't mean that God might remove the fear or the pain from our lives, but yet it is in God that we find strength. As Isaiah says, he gives strength to the fainting, for the weak he makes vigor abound. They that hope in the Lord will renew their strength and soar as with eagle's wings. And so the question redounds that Isaiah asks us during this Advent season, that the Lord asked the people of Israel, who is there like your God? Why, O Jacob? Why, O Israel, would you ever think that anything could be hidden from God, unknown to God? And so likewise, in Advent, as we prepare for the coming of Christ, we are reminded of the God who is with us, the God who loves us, the God who sends his Son, the God of strength, a strong and gentle God.